You're listening to the audio production of Life Changing Prayer Audio Bible Study by Jim Cimbala, published by Zondervan and presented by the author. The Audio Bible Studies series provides a unique audio learning experience. Unlike a traditional audiobook's direct narration of a book's text, Life Changing Prayer includes high quality live audio sessions from the author that cover important Bible based topics. These sessions will reflect the ambiance of the unique recording locations, immersing the listener into the teaching.
When I'd called for prayer meetings before, at the most we'd had 100 people. So I sort of convinced myself I'd be happy with a couple of 100 people. And I will never forget, as long as I live, coming out of my office into that sanctuary that night, that Wednesday night, and seeing 800 people. The main floor was jammed, half the balcony was full. That just absolutely wrecked me. This thing just spread like fire through the congregation. And out of that midweek meeting came our midweek prayer meetings.
All my life, I've always tried to imagine what it would be like to go back to the book of Acts, the early Christian church, and sit in a meeting and live with those early Christians and meet Peter, James, and John, etc., and see all those people turn to Christ and get baptized and see the church growing in such a prolific way. I've always wanted to be there. And what was it really like? We have the book of Acts, we have the epistles in the New Testament, but boy, I would have loved to be there. The goal as Christians is not to follow some tradition that we were accidentally born into denominationally, but to keep going back to Scripture and asking God to teach us the way He planned for the church to be. In other words, I was brought to church when I was a kid. I saw some good things, but I saw some bad things now that I got older and I've read the Bible more. For example, they were strong about, you know, having faith in God and God has all power, but the church I grew up in, they wouldn't have wanted a minority person within 50 yards of the church. It's very bigoted and prejudiced. So that was a bad thing. So I don't want to follow that tradition. God nowhere tells me, follow what you saw growing up. That's your goal in life. No, that's what holds a lot of us back. Instead of wanting to have a New Testament church with New Testament preaching and New Testament prayer, what we want to do is replay the old DVDs we have from when we were younger. And that stymies the work of Christ on earth, because God wants us to go deeper and see what new things He wants to bring into our lives, things we're not used to seeing, but that are good, Bible-based, and Holy Spirit-born. We have a description of the early church in the book of Acts that I'd like to mention to you. In Acts chapter 2, we have this description after that wonderful first sermon by Peter. Huge number of converts. Listen, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching. There you go, the word of God. And to the fellowship, that's the koinonia word in the Greek, sharing, loving each other, looking out for each other, to the breaking of bread, that probably means...